Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh my God!
Hey,
oh
you beast the devil.
Is it a full moon?
Is it a full moon?
Was
no.
It a full moon?
No. Okay,
right. Is it?
I
thought
know.
It was just like a week ago.
Some's weird.
Apparently, we never look in the sky at night.
Who Sucks Less is coming up. We can't see it. Our question, why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-HOLA.
Hello, Sarah with an H. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys today?
We're doing lovely. Thank you for asking. We appreciate that. It's been an interesting day, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing, Sarah with an H?
I am doing pretty darn good on my way home.
All right, nice. Good news. Were you working?
Yes, I work for an accounting firm.
Oh, Jesus, okay. God, that all sounds right. So dull. I'm sorry to say that out loud.
Yeah.
I didn't mean for you to hear that. It's just what happens.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, it is, but unfortunately, the month before taxes are due, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I imagine so.
So who had their 15 minutes of fame?
Senior year in high school, I sang the national anthem at a Mariners game.
Oh, man, nice. How nerve-wracking is that?
I was in choir a lot, and I had done state for singing earlier that year, and done a few other things. So at first, it's a little nerve-wracking, but once you start singing, then it gets kind of a little bit calmer and you more concentrate on singing instead of all the people that are staring at you.
Okay, I got a few questions for you. But the first one, and look, if you're singing the national anthem of the United States of America, we just assume you'll be pretty good. But when you start getting toward the end, we're all waiting for you to hit that final note, right? The note that people have to improvise because it kind of gets up there like a Boston song. Like, are you thinking, as you're singing the song, are you thinking about, like, man, there's that one big note toward the end where you got to go up and register and all that. Like, are you thinking about it? You just go for it? You lack any confidence?
No, I actually lack a little bit of confidence in the lower notes. I'm actually a soprano, so I can, when I hit those higher notes, it's one of my favorites. So I like, and really get a big breath and let it fly.
All right, well, then in that case, what part of the song, as far as you singing, did you have the most concern about? Because I would think it would be the very beginning if it's the low note.
Well, definitely the beginning, because you actually want to be able to start on the right note.
Okay, so how old were you when you did this? 19 or 18 years old, you said?
Yes.
And what year was that?
2002.
There were actually people there.
Yes.
And not only that, but you had a crowd because the team was good.
Okay, now when you sang, because you got to start on the right note.
That's the craziest part.
But if you sing the national anthem, did you sing an a cappella or did you have accompaniment?
Oh, no, a cappella.
Okay, then does it matter if you start on the right note? Because whatever note you start on is the same. Again, I'm just telling you how we feel in the stands. Whatever note you start on, that's where we're going.
You know, that is, that's very true, because everyone has a different range.
I mean, if, so, you know, well, then that's where we're going.
You might need to be invited back to bring back that juju of a winning organization. You know what I mean? They might have to get you back in there.
Right now, they're undefeated, Miles.
Look, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Mariners. They're my baseball team. I'm just calling it like I see it. I bought the tickets.
The Sounders game.
Yeah.
You did it again at a Sounders game, you said?
No. My
goal
is to sing at a Sounders game next.
Oh, cool.
Oh, please do, man.
Yeah, you might be the only other person there.
Yeah, that's true.
Starfire.
It'll be you and the team, yes, exactly. But I'll be watching you.
Is it always the same dude, or do they switch it up?
I don't know.
Is anyone really in there at that time?
Well, no. We're saying if you go to Sounders,
I mean, I'm saying.
You know, I'm into my friend group.
At a soccer game for sure, because they're already stand people in soccer. Man, it's one of the more important things to do before the game is to watch the teams take the field initially, and then they go back in. So it's not even the official introduction. You're yelling down there. Some of the players take pictures. You get good pictures. You're just yelling conversation to them. And they're a lot more receptive, obviously, at that point, that kind of thing. So, yeah, by the time you sing the national anthem, man, it's pretty well filled up.
Now, Miles, look, truth be told, I'm generally walking in at that point.
Yeah.
It's you. Watching the Red Rockets.
Yeah, you know, obviously, yeah, for me. Right. Look, it's only like we just need to finish this picture real quick, and we're on our way.
Yeah.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So, Rob, was it you or someone you know?
It's me.
Okay. Is this good or bad?
And my sister. Okay. No, it's pretty good.
Okay.
And bad, kind of. So I grew up down in Culver City next to MGM Studios, so I saw a lot of celebrities, a lot of filming going on back there. You know, Chips and Heart to Heart.
Oh, man.
Shows back then.
Wow. You
know?
Wow.
Hey, man, at the time, that's hot S.
That's Robert Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. And I sat on King Kong's foot, you know, when they were working on him back at the studio.
Oh, that's cool.
Over there, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. The actual actor, Miles, was like, I saw King Kong's foot, like, holy hell.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he seemed to, yeah, King Kong, they had his neck open, they were working on him, and me and my sister got to go sit on his foot. It was real cool.
That is cool.
I got to sit on King Kong's throat. That sounds so dirty.
But the best thing was, okay, so I was a little troublemaker when I was a little kid, so I was always in and out of juvie and stuff like that. So I was down at Santa Monica Courthouse to go do my probation officer visit, and Sylvester Stallone was there with all his lawyers and people and all this other good stuff. And I was sitting on a wall around a garden smoking a cigarette, and he came over and he talked to me. You know, sat down next to me for about a half an hour, and you just picking my brain, you know, like, why am I here?
You
know,
hey, girl, let me talk to you about something. Exactly. He's smoking a cigarette sitting on the wall.
What if I call this character Paulie? What do you think?
Yeah, so it was my stepdad's birthday that day, so he got on the phone with him. He wrote down on a napkin, happy birthday. I mean, out of all the celebrities I saw in my neighborhood filming and doing all kinds of weird stuff, that dude is a class actor.
And how old? How old were you when you met him?
Man, probably, I don't know, 12, 13 years old.
You're probably still about 9 inches taller than he was.
But he was cool. He was there being sued, you know.
Oh, man, trust me. I read a little blip today about Sylvester Stallone, the fact that he had to basically sell his dog for like 45 bucks to get money for the Rocky, before Rocky was made. He was just trying to collect money.
Because he had to finance it himself. Mm-hmm.
So he gets the gig and he gets the deal and he ends up falling into a little bit of money and he goes back and the guy made him pay 15 grand to get his dog back. So
what?
He paid 15 grand to get his dog back, and that's the dog that's in all the Rocky movies.
I mean, look, we make fun
of... Is it Brutus?
Yes, that's Brutus.
We make fun of...
How do you know the dog's name in Rocky?
Because he's like walking down the street playing with his ball. Rocky is.
Yes.
He's always like throwing a rocket ball or something. And then he's like, you know, he references the dog.
Okay. Yeah. That's his dog. That's his dog's
Jackie
name.
With the tag on.
I mean, look, if you don't know, believe it or not, Sylvester Stallone, he financed that first Rocky movie. That movie became a cinematic masterpiece and launched his career from the beat. But he paid for it himself. He has no money. And one of the most interesting things that I learned about this particular movie is he's like, look, you know, I'm on time, but it is what it is. But he's gone through a couple of different directors. He ends up taking all the stuff on himself. But he hires this musical director, a guy named Bill Conti. Okay, yes, Conti, that is his name. Bill Conti, and Bill Conti was cheap because people aren't really using Bill Conti, but he can score.
Jonathan Williams is the guy.
Right, Jonathan Williams, he can't afford that. So keep in mind, Sylvester Stallone is broke like you were at 19 eating ramen noodles, but he's going to make this movie. He made it in 28 days. His cat, he wants to get it done. So he goes to Bill Conti and he says, hey, man, he gives a general description of what this scene is going to be. He says, yeah, well, my character is going to start training for the big fight at the end of the movie, the big climax, and I need some kind of inspirational movie. Conti's like, yeah, I got it, right? So he does something, sends it to Stallone. Stallone's fine. It's like, and keep in mind, Bill Conti talks like this. It's like, a couple days later, I get a phone call from this Sly character, and he says, hey, man, listen, I know I asked you for 30 seconds of a theme, but I'm going to need you to go like another 30 seconds because I'm running out of dough. And the more people talk, the more I got to pay them. So I'm going to have to make a montage. It's like, fine. So I extend this thing, and now it's 60 seconds long. I don't hear from them for like a month. About a month later, this Sly guy says, look, bro, I just need a full-ass song. I can't afford to pay for actors to speak. Can you do something? He's like, I make a song. I send it to him. I don't know nothing about it. I go to the premiere of this stupid movie. Barely know what it's about. It's like, it's a good movie. It's like, then I hear my music, and it becomes one of the most iconic scenes in cinematic history, which is Rocky running down the street. The kids follow him. He goes running up the stairs. Oh, so Bill got the gun to fly now at the end. It's like, I added that because I ran out of ideas, and the guy kept needing a longer song. That is how masterpieces are made, kids. Just F up until you get it right.
That's why Jaws was great. They couldn't get the shark to work, so you never saw him.
So you never saw him, and then he's scary. Yeah.
Why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, ladies.
Hola.
What's happening?
All right, sir. We're doing great. Thank you, brother.
What is happening? That's a great
question. What is happening today? Do you know what's going on?
You know what, Ted?
Why is everything so freaking weird today?
I'll tell you what's happening. First of all, it was not Brutus, it was Buckus. You were so close.
Yeah, same.
The movie came out in 1976. Give yourself a break.
Buckus.
So who had the 15 minutes of fame?
So with me. This goes back about 50 years ago. I lived in Alaska, and the first big production movie came to Alaska. It was a movie with Drew Barrymore, John Krasinski, a bunch of other big names. And they didn't have any casting agencies up there. They didn't have anyone for like local work.
Sure.
So they posted all kinds of ads in newspapers looking for extras and featured extras and other local talent. And they were pretty desperate because they needed a lot of people, desperate enough to bring me on. The cool thing is, a few days into it, so I was on set for, maybe 3 or 4 days, and a couple of days into it, they bumped me to your principal speaking role.
Oh.
And, it was pretty awesome. It was a pretty surreal experience. The really crappy part about it, ended up being that they cut those scenes out of the movie. I still got paid. I still got my SAG credits and my...
oh, cool. There's nothing worse than doing all that, though, and being on the floor at the end.
But what was the movie?
The movie was... it's called Big Miracle. It's just like any other Drew Barrymore movie. It's
okay, know. We get it. Yeah, it's romantic. Yeah,
I won't see it. That's what he's
exactly.
saying. Outside of E.T., I'm done.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
On a question, why did someone you know have 15 minutes of fame? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Coming from today's question. Hey, guys, I know White Leroy. My brother married his sister. I'm from Maryland. Raised in the country.
Huh.
Question, who had 15 minutes of fame, went to a high school with a kid named Rico Marzano. Rico, successful pot dealer who never bought a car. I drove, and if you took him on a run, he would give you a handful. In 1987, he killed his drug dealers in Bowley's Quarters. There were two sisters and their husbands, and both were pregnant. He had to be tried on the Eastern Shore. Too many death threats to have him in Baltimore City. Have not looked lately. He could still be on death row. We'll write soon with How I Met Leroy.
White Leroy.
Guys, a person I know who had their 15 minutes of fame was my husband. It was before I met him several years, but I married Cougar Phil. I think you are familiar, or at least Ted is.
Oh, yeah.
He renewed that 15 minutes in an episode of I Was Prey last year, recounting his cougar attack with hilarious, unfortunate editing. Side note, can I get a shout-out to Hobnob Restaurant in Tacoma? We're recently reopened for takeout and DoorDash delivery Wednesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Stephanie.
Stephanie, I'm defrosting some of those muffins this weekend.
Is that a reference to food?
Yeah.
That's
a shame. Gotcha. I was thinking me.
She sent me a lovely gift box of stuff a while ago, but I just didn't want to eat a dozen muffins to myself, so I froze a couple.
Yeah, subject is counterfeit.
Well, I did, but I didn't.
I understand.
You're right.
Subject is counterfeit bills. Guys, I used to make bills. The 50s and 20s were the easiest to make. Hundreds, they check. When I got out of prison, the FBI agent asked, why I didn't work for the government? It's easier than you think to make bills. Stay cool, that from Tammy.
Well, I was told, as far as counterfeiting goes, someone had pointed out, a friend of their, whatever the relation, they got arrested for counterfeiting $1 bills, which seems like it's a $1 bill. But I said I would do 20s or hundreds, by the way. They said, I said people always check hundreds. They said grocery stores rarely do. They'll gladly take your hundreds. Otherwise, it is 20s that are tested the most.
All right, on to the birthdays. Bacholas, please wish my daughter Elizabeth a happy 10th birthday. She's a kick-ass soccer player, an awesome sister, and a great daughter. Please give her a Homer Simpson fish sandwich and Coach Ted giving her some soccer tips for when she's able to play again. That from Mom, Dad, and David.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
How old is she, 10? What's her name?
10 years old. Her name's Elizabeth.
All right, Elizabeth. This one's pretty simple. Learn this from a buddy of mine. Find a wall. Basically, you're just going to want to play wall ball with yourself. Work on a touch. Work on the one touch. Work on your juggling skills. Either way, just keep that ball at your feet. Never let it go.
Good advice. Gentlemen, we'd like to give a birthday shout-out to our youngest son, Maximus Logan, who turns 19 today. He's a longtime listener on Whidbey Island. Can you wish him a happy birthday with an audio daily double? That would be the cat giving birth. And the Disney characters talking about how great it is to be 19. Let's see. I think that one is actually labeled. Yeah, I think it's this one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact, that one right there, yeah. Workouts, 19 years old. Ain't that something? I'll tell you what, dog years, that makes me over 160 years old. So it ain't so great.
You know, 19's good, but it's weird. Mick says you're old enough, but when they open, go to a strip club.
Because,
don't forget to wear your ears.
I always got to give away my tail would wag every time I got close.
This is from Big Daddy Nick. Today I turned 22. I'm hoping for the Dirty Germans to talk about prison, if you could.
Yeah, I learned most of my skills in prison. Not always voluntarily, but I would now drop the soap on purpose.
Yeah, if you can do the math, you'll figure out why I put so much fruit inside of that tailpipe or toilet.
And tailpipe upon request.
You put your fruit in a tailpipe?
Yeah, if you ask nicely.
Oh, that's interesting. Hey, fellas, it's my girlfriend, Nolani's 28th trip around the sun. She's a super hippie, loves gardening, so can I get some turtle wax and a bong rip? Thanks, guys. Rock on. That from Mike in Maltby.
It's called a multitask, Miles.
Fellas, I want you to wish my hot husband, Chad, a very happy 30th Chad. Birthday. How about giving him Leroy Jenkins and some dirty Germans along with Wobbin, telling him how he should spend his first night of his dirty 30s. Thanks, guys. That from Ashley.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, this is easy for the first night of your 30s. There's a German word. It's called get knee deep in the butt. Yeah, I said it properly.
Yeah, enough your knee deep. Make sure something else gets in.
Ja, dreckige 30er und du sollst nackend sein.
Oh, the nackend sein, ja.
All the dinosaurs in Wobbin, thanks for laughs. I'm on a temporary furlough for my job due to the virus. Today is my birthday. Can I get a simple happy birthday greeting today? Thanks for the laughs. I listen to the show on the Men's Room app. That from Tanya. Could you give Tanya just a simple, basic happy birthday greeting, Ted?
Yeah, like totally. And let's go get... let's go get a iced coffee.
Okay. What's going on over
there? I was trying to think of basic bitches.
Oh, sorry.
You know, like the term, like being basic.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to challenge.
Yeah, write that one down, kids.
Hey, look, I do it too. I love the nice vanilla grande latte.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can barely get that out. But every time I drink one, I'm like, basic. You know what else I love? A PSL.
Guys, it's my 30-second chirp around the giant ball of fire, and would love to hear if you guys could do some naughty Germans for me. And Wobbin, thanks. You guys are friggin' awesome. That from Christina in Auburn.
Yeah, it's good that you asked for the Nazi Germans, because guess who's coming to dinner?
Yeah, the Nazi Germans. It's the, so into the Nazi play.
Ja, du kannst gerne den Eichhörnchen lecken.
Ja, so BDSM Germans is what I was looking for.
Yeah, we're bad at it because we can never remember the order of the letters. Yeah. We decided to say we want to hurt you.
But I always want to wish my sister Melissa a very happy birthday. She's 33 years old. Let's give her a ladies' man fish sandwich and cut that bitch off. Next caller, that from Megan.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Guys, I want to wish my rockaholic fiance Anthony, a.k.a. Antony, a happy 34th trip around the world. Can I get a big old bong rip and a fish sandwich? Thank you very much. That from Irene from McClaw.
Fish sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you when these things come on, this.
Hello, Michelle. My friend Amber has a birthday today. She's a school bus driver for Issaquah School District. Earlier this year, she lost a bet and had to get up in front of her bus and tell them she would further be known as Fish Sandwich. So if you could play some fish sandwiches for her, that would be great. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Fish sandwich? Do I get a fish sandwich?
Guys, will you give
my... If you don't know the joke... and the birthday stuff. That is not a good nickname to have.
Yeah. Guys, we give my amazing husband, the outlaw Josie Wales, a birthday shout out. He would love to get pumped up with Coach Ted, helping him get ready for fishing season. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. That from Kelly.
Woo! Fishing season. I know a lot of people are ready and waiting and ready. It should be easy again. Fishing season was closed for a little bit. Now it's back open. I heard just the other day my buddy was on a river and had to smack a fish out of his boat.
You'd have to think they're catching them like crazy.
That's what I would think.
I would think so, too.
Crabbing season, all that kind of stuff. And fishing is important. I don't know if he's a commercial fisherman. It's super important because I love seafood.
Dear Men's Room, after years of trying, my wife finally started listening to your show. Today's her birthday, and I'm sure she would love a shout-out. Awesome wife, homeschool teacher, providing haircuts, food, and entertainment for our whole family while being stuck at home. So how about the Dirty Germans talking about the homeschool teacher? Thanks, guys, for the great show. That from Mike.
Yeah, homeschool teacher. It's the thumbnail on the porn site I'm on right now.
Yeah, you know, so it's this band Van Halen. Now they seem like a bunch of sick people talking about the heart for teacher.
That's only sick if it's your own mother.
Well, who else would be homeschooling?
That's why I go to her homeschool.
Guys, birthday shout out to my brother Chris. He's 37 today. Give him a Homer Simpson fish sandwich and a Shannon Sharp telling him to suck it. Love you, bro. That from John.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Man, fuck it.
Gentlemen and lady, today marks the beginning of my baby brother, Johnny, pronounced the cheese, his 37th year on the rock. We call Erf, Erf, Erf. Please give him the Dirty Germans telling him how to get ripped so he can have well-defined gutters. Ted will get the reference. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I did not want to talk about this before you burst out bleeding, but trust me, after tonight, part of you will be ripped.
Yeah, any of those things bleeding would be bad for you.
Yeah.
I suppose you need to work on your planks, though.
Bachelos, today is my 40th birthday. Love the show. You guys are awesome. Can I please get an owl hitting the window? And Ozzy Ted giving my band Twisting Fate a shout-out. Much love. That from Steven.
Ted here from Melbourne. The band's called Twisting Fate. And as an Ozzy, we do it all the time. Surfing with sharks. Surviving the snakes. Twisting Fate.
Guys, I want to make a special birthday request to my little Oompa Loompa. It's her 40th trip around the sun. She doesn't look a day over 39, though. Can I please get a fish sandwich? And the Dirty Germans talking about fish sandwiches. Thanks, guys. And keep on rocking that from Brian.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, other names for fish sandwiches are camel toe and buffalo gums.
Yeah, it's the best part about the fish sandwich is sucking the tartar off.
No, nine.
Now I'm the gentleman that crossed the line.
Today is my brother Duncan's 40th birthday. He's a police officer and has been an avid listener since day one on the buzz. Can he get Aussie Ted having a conversation with German Ted about hot dogs?
Ted here from Melbourne. Tell you, there's one thing we do like about them Germans. It's the Frankfurters. Oh, yeah. She likes this Frankfurter going in and out of her little Aussie mouth because it's down under. No reason to be pervy about it. Now what we're doing, we're hanging out having some brewskis with the boys. Yeah, you can bring the boys or the wives. We don't care the way in Germany.
No freak.
But today marks the 43rd trip around the bright ball of gas in the sky. For years, I've been trying to get a birthday shout-out. Let's see. I've been a big fan since the buzz. For my official shout-out, can I get West Virginia Miles, Shannon Sharp, Coach Ted, and Wobbin to talk all over each other. The subject, fishing. And the one that got away. That from Rich E. N. Oli. Well, I'll tell you something.
Yeah, listen there, man.
It had a hook in it. What's shaking bacon is today is the day I reached level 47. I'd love to hear something, let's see here, motivational about turning 47 from Coach Ted, please. Thanks, guys. That from Mr. Chris.
I'll tell you what's damn motivational about it. You made it to 47. You know, you got to go out there and celebrate that. Also, it's your birthday, so you're not 50 yet. You haven't got over the hill cards. You're still kind of sliding by.
Guys, Trip the Dumber from Death Panda is 50 today. I'm sure he needs Death Panda.
Yeah, Death Panda.
Death Panda. Death Panda.
It was written from the point of view of Bamboo.
I really do think that's the name of the band.
Death Panda.
They were stoned. Death Panda, let's go with that.
That's a great name.
Let's go with
that's
Death Panda.
That's great.
Panda. Is it a band panda, vote? Panda. Everybody give it a hand up?
Will you ever forget it?
Trip, the drummer for a band called Death Panda, honest to God, turns 50 today. I'm sure he needs the Dirty Germans to tell him what he can do with all his drumsticks. Hail the puppy. Thanks, guys. That from the dude.
Yeah, you'll be doing the same thing with your drumsticks you always do. Hold it in your hands and beat the skins.
See, I like the way you guys do that little thing where you twirl the stick around in your hand. She does that from my drumstick.
Yeah, tonight must be and said will be your death panda. A little black, a little white, but you will die.
Sian, if you have all those drumsticks, I say keep them in the freezer so they don't melt.
Guys, today is my 60th birthday. Unfreaking believable. Anyway, daughter, granddaughter bringing me dinner and dessert. I'll make sure to have the radio on. I'm a 60-year-old grandma named Tammy. How about a fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Tammy in
fish
Tacoma.
Sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the men's room wants to know... Sucks less!
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less? Keep it thrilled. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck. It's up to us, though, to determine out of the three stories which of the three stories suck the least. Now, if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, like you said, we have three stories about people that suck this week. Not so heavy. But they do suck. We have a man in Maine that will be competing against another man in the middle of the country in Denver. And then we will finally go down under where we have a man in Australia. But as stated, let's start in the fine state of Maine. Well, look, I know this was not exactly a traditional Mother's Day, but this guy, he went ahead and made it so much worse. 37-year-old guy named Thomas Bouchard of somewhere in Maine. He did the following things on Mother's Day, none of which I imagine his mom was on board with. One. Did a bunch of drugs. Two, stripped naked. Three, to let his mom know that he was thinking of her, stole his mom's car. Four, got into a high-speed chase with police that ended when he jumped out of the moving car into a church parking lot. Five, he ran into the church naked, and it was hosting a drive-up service at the time. And finally, six, he was arrested inside of the church naked, after he got in a fight with the cops. Now, he's facing several charges, including operating a vehicle under the influence, unauthorized use of property, driving to endanger, failure to stop for a police car, and resisting arrest. All right, so look, It was Mother's Day. Hey, he made a few bad decisions. Now we go to Denver, where this is a lot more serious. A man's accused of shooting and wounding a Waffle House employee inside of a Denver Waffle House the night after being asked to wear a face mask covering in the restaurant. Police in Aurora, they arrested one Calvin Watson Monday on the charge of attempted first-degree murder. Now, court records show that Watson, he's being represented by a public defender, which did not immediately return a telephone message seeking comment. But according to the arrest affidavit, employees told investigators that Watson came into the restaurant shortly after midnight. Waitress told him he needed to wear a mask to be served. The restaurant was only offering carryout service, by the way. Well, Watson, he returned with a mask that he was not wearing and then again was told that he cannot be served. They said he pulled a small gun out on the counter and then told the cook, I could blow your brains out. Well, the following night, just after midnight, Watson returned and slapped the cook across the face when he was told again he was not going to be served. That's when he shot the cook in the chest outside of the restaurant as the cook ran to get away. The cook, by the way, he's going to be fine. He was released from the hospital. So there's that guy. And to be fair, he came back with a mask. It just wasn't on his face. And finally, we have the Australian man. He's not the bad guy in this case. An Australian man who acted on his own to free a whale that was caught in sea nets. He's been fined by authorities for performing the rescue. Now, the trapped whale was spotted in the waters off the Gold Coast, prompting calls to officials. But as hours went by, there was no response. So the man, he just launched his own rescue, drove his boat fairly close, jumped out of the boat, swam over to the whale, and actually untangled the thing, got it free. And as he got back to shore, he was fined by officials. It's unclear exactly what the fine was for, but the state has penalties for tampering with council property.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So
oh,
there you
my go. God. All right. I think it's pretty clear the guy here in Maine sucks the least in my world anyway.
Oh.
Were you going to say with the whale?
Yeah, just because it's like a fine, whatever. But he ended up saving a whale.
Yeah, saving a whale.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody down under GoFund him.
GoFund
down under. Is that what it's called?
He'll be all right. But yeah, I think that sucks the least.
Who, the Maine guy?
No, Australia.
Oh, Australia.
Like, it's crappy, but it's just like the other dude in Maine could have really hurt somebody.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 8 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, some single people have started including their coronavirus antibody test results in their online dating profiles to help them improve their chances.
Please!
That is where we're at now, huh?
Yeah.
I'm ugly, but I'm free.
I got that antibody.
Yeah. Ugly but negative date. .com.
Yeah, I thought it was just the food. It's the antibody. The antibody. Do you have skin hunger?
Skin hunger?
Yeah, I do. That's a desire to be touched and have human contact, and apparently a lot of people are suffering from it during the pandemic.
Oh, my dog does. Apparently in the time that I am here, she is suffering from severe case of thrill skin hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Skin hunger? Doesn't that just mean you miss people?
Why do you call it skin hunger? Right, why does it have to be? Because I'm like, oh my God, is this like some cannibal thing? Or what?
I was thinking of a crispy chicken thigh, to be honest with you.
Oh.
How good the skin is on top of that one piece.
That's a much, you know what? Yeah, I'm skin hungry for that now.
I'm just thinking about some weird dude. I have skin hunger.
No, officer, I just have skin hunger.
Yeah, no, you're a pervert, and you belong in a jail.
A woman wore a large inflatable hippo suit so she could safely hug her mother at a nursing home in Virginia.
And the mother couldn't even tell.
We were standing outside the other day smoking a cigarette.
She attacked her. It's a hippo.
What the hell walked by us?
It was a rainbow unicorn. Miles,
unicorn.
I swear this on my life. So we saw a rainbow unicorn. Was it yesterday, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
I kind of bounce by.
Sure.
Manager at a local Starbucks. I go visit my buddy on his birthday. Everyone's out right there social distancing. And I don't know if it's the same guy, but he starts cheering and he points up the street. Someone else in a rainbow unicorn outfit hopping down the street.
It's all the rage.
All right, then.
See rainbow unicorns one day. I'm done.
Is that the name of your cat?
Rainbow unicorn. Janet. It's Rainbow Janet.
My bad.
You insensitive Janet. Son of a bitch.
I forgot her proper name.
Look yes. at the mon. Look
it's
at the
mon. Cat,
look
Ted.
At the monogram collar.
Yes, Rainbow Janet Hill.
You probably heard that Chuck E. Cheese has been posing as Pasquale's Pizza and Wings on food delivery apps to get in on the popularity of food delivery during the pandemic. Turns out, Applebee's is doing that too. So if you ever find a place on your apps, it's called Neighborhood Wings.
Neighborhood Wings?
That is Applebee's.
But see, I would order from Applebee's anyway. Chuck E. Cheese, I understand. If you say Chuck E. Cheese, like, yeah.
The image is a kid's birthday party.
Right.
Right.
Which is not happening right now.
Applebee's,
so that's not top of mind.
I want Riblets.
Right.
Right.
I'm down with that.
I want their quesadilla burger. Mm-hmm. Love that thing, man. That's fantastic.
You already have an order.
I do.
Applebee's, you're fine. You are fine.
I already know what I'm getting. American Airlines is doing 29-mile flights from Vail, Colorado to Aspen, Colorado, which is its shortest route since the 90s.
And unnecessary.
I'm not driving to Aspen.
They're doing it because part of the 50
Benji,
billion.
Are you willing to drive?
Our Maserati is on the front wheel.
Biff's driving, but he's...
Poor.
So I'm going to spend $2,500 for a drive that was taking me 25 minutes.
They're doing it because part of the $50 billion airline bailout required airlines to keep serving every city they did before the pandemic.
In other words, places with money.
Right.
We're going to fly into the Cape now.
Come on.
Yeah.
Coronavirus-shaped hills.
You can't really fly into the Cape.
I know.
I'm flying from St. Paul to Minneapolis.
You could on a float plane, Ted, and you don't fly one, and I do.
You could fly into Nantucket, then.
Yeah. I knew a man from there once.
You could never guess what fell into a bucket.
Yes.
I like this story. Keep an eye on this one. An animal sanctuary in California sent two planes to Iowa to rescue 1,000 chickens that were sent to be euthanized because of the crisis.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are hens that lay eggs and they'll eventually be put down for adoption. Yeah, I know that story somewhere.
Yes, you do.
Are these the same?
Yes, the guy. I was gonna say, is this the cameraman?
Yeah, we know the camera guy on the scene.
We do. Who the hell assigns me for this?
Who gives an F?
COVID-19 going on. I got to cover all these chickens from Iowa.
If that guy heard you read that story, Mike, he's so mad.
I drove 2 hours to watch chickens not get unloaded.
Yeah, they were sober.
Unloaded.
Caribou Coffee is having its employees go through and remove coffee sleeves that have marketing slogans on them because some of the slogans say things like "Fight the urge to remain indoors."
Oops.
Swimming pool sales are way up since many public pools are going to be closed this summer.
Yeah.
Ooh, now you know whose pee it is. Yeah. Now you know who pooped in the pool.
I read same idea as far as having more land, having more space. I read an article today that said, get ready for, once again, suburban flight.
Yes.
Yeah.
People moving out of the highly populated areas and getting as much land as they can, putting in their own stuff, and staying there.
Mm-hmm.
Except in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Only 47% of people say they've been able to find all the snacks they want every time they get food, according to a new survey.
How many damn snacks do they eat?
We're actually trying new things, and 92% say they plan on eating them even after the quarantine is over.
I can't find the snacks I want.
Yeah, I mean, that's very specific.
Come on.
Jesus.
Okay, but still, you know
I
what?
I can't either. I want those potato chips.
Right.
Ooh, my
They're not
every
bitching
day.
About it. They yeah. ask them a question. Yeah.
I want to go
can
get...
Can you find a snack?
I want to go get all Cheez-Its. No. All I can find is Cheez Nips, so yes. I gotta improvise a little bit.
Okay. I never heard you complain once.
No.
We ask.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
A bunch of businesses near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania gave students a prom on wheels after their real prom got canceled.
Prom on wheels.
A truck with speakers and a DJ drove around playing music and took requests, and girls got to wear their prom dresses.
I'm glad I took requests.
Yeah. You notice girls got to wear the prom dresses. The boys are like, I'm still going to lose $80 goddamn
on
this.
All those tuxes are rented. You know what
right,
I mean? They're not rented.
I don't
tuxes
want
right
to
now.
Wear it.
Yeah.
Exactly. A Manchester man tried to get his girlfriend a nice birthday present for her 30th, but he botched it.
How do you do that?
I will tell you all about it 1 hour from
now. Mike Hawk, headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.